I'll date you. Parenthesis, maybe I'll marry you later. End parenthesis. Written by Lady Brooke and read by the Podfic Gremlin. This fic is rated for general audiences and no archive warnings apply. It is an F/F fic in the Barbie Starlight Adventure fandom. The ship is Barbie/Sal Lee, with the characters Sal Lee, Barbie, and Popcorn from Barbie Starlight Adventure. Additional tags include Get Together. This fic was originally written in English. Summary. The king could have told Barbie she has to marry someone before now, even if he did say she has a few years to find someone. Luckily, Sal Lee and Popcorn are always here for her. Fic begins. The king can't even explain why I need to marry someone, Barbie said, falling backwards on the bed and landing in a pile of pillows. Popcorn hovered over her and licked her face. Not now, Popcorn. Sal Lee grinned from where she was repairing her hoverboard in front of the window. He just wants to make you feel better. Like that Nebula lion we fought last week who decided that you and Popcorn were her cubs. Popcorn was soaking wet after she got finished cleaning him. Barbie glanced at him as she spoke. I didn't think he was ever going to forgive me for letting her get a hold of him. He forgave you for the first few attempts you made at letting him fly. Getting cleaned by a Nebula lion was nothing compared to some of those. Sal Lee reached over to pet Popcorn as he flew towards the window, following one of the birds that lived in the tree outside it. Popcorn flipped upside down to hover closer to the ceiling as the bird flew upwards. Sal Lee laughed as his feet touched the ceiling before he flipped over as the bird descended and floated back towards the floor. Barbie sighed, propping herself up on a pillow. I still have to decide what to do about this whole necessary marriage. Who even tells someone they have to get married? Did he say when you have to get married? Is this a tomorrow thing? In a few years? Or in a decade or two? Sal Lee looked at Barbie, raising an eyebrow as she leaned her hoverboard against the wall. Or did you two just argue about how much explanation you should be given again? We haven't argued about that since the ambassador from Kor-En visited, and he refused to let me know anything about her, actually, Barbie said. He said it was important that the people feel like I'm looking for someone to marry, but that I still have years before I actually need to be married. But I don't even know who would be interested in dating me. Are you kidding, Barbie? You're the best of all of us, and anyone would be lucky to date you, she said. What was going on with the ambassador anyway? Sal Lee then reached towards a bag of treats that had been left on the table and tossed a treat into the air, causing Popcorn to turn away from the birds and dive towards the floor to catch it. I'm not the best of us all. I'm just different and better at some things. You're still better at moving quickly and hoverboard racing. Also, I get caught racing through the halls while you're practically invisible, Barbie said, before pausing to call the bag of treats over. Nothing was going on with the ambassador. They're just childhood friends, and he didn't want to tell me that in case I thought he was slacking in his duties or something because they weren't just talking about business. You could just try to be places on time, and then you wouldn't have to run in the hallway, Sal Lee said. Also, by that standard, you do nothing but slack on your duties. I try to be places on time. Barbie tossed a treat towards Popcorn. Can you picture us just sitting here talking about my duties all day? Popcorn dived to catch it before coming to rest on the headboard and eat his treat. Sal Lee shook her head. Not unless we count talking about Popcorn and your need to date someone as part of your duties. Well, the second part technically is part of my duties, Barbie said. I just don't know who even wants to date me. Sal Lee looked towards the floor and bit her lip. I'll date you, she finally said, looking at Barbie. You would? Barbie asked, her eyes widening. Sal Lee nodded. I'm not promising we'll get married at the end, though who knows, we might. But I like you. You only stared at me in awe for a few minutes, and You're already one of my best friends, so that puts you ahead of most of the universe. I could say the same, though nobody stared at me in awe until after all this happened. Barbie smiled. If you're sure. Sally grinned and then raced to be next to Barbie on the bed. I'm very sure. She leaned down and kissed Barbie. Barbie kissed back, quickly losing track of what else was going on until something fell on their head. Ow! Sally pulled back. What? Popcorn? Popcorn popped up from in between the pillows, dragging the remains of the bag of treats with him. The rest of the treats were scattered throughout the bed and on the floor. One turned to dust when the blades on Popcorn's propellers caught it as he took off. Popcorn, you can't have the entire bag of treats, you know that! Barbie scolded him. Popcorn lowered himself behind the chair, nudging the bag of treats under it with his nose after he landed. Just let him go. He'll learn better one day, Sally said, smoothing the creases out of her clothes. Barbie looked at her. You know, everyone thinks I'm the one who lets him get away with everything, even though you're the one encouraging him most of the time. He and I bonded when I let him come with us to save the stars, Sally grinned. You can't take that away from us. Popcorn appeared from behind the leg of the chair to meow happily before returning to the bag of treats. You two are ridiculous. Barbie shook her head and laughed, picking up a pillow and tossing it towards her. And now you and I can be ridiculous together. Sally tossed the pillow back. Unless you're already rethinking this based on the possibility of Popcorn and I teaming up. Barbie placed the pillow back on the bed and smiled. I think I'll stay with you, even if Popcorn may end up eating far too many treats because of it. We'll probably spend most of our time following you around, making sure you get places on time and making sure that Popcorn gets to your places at his time. Sally responded, kneeling to help clean up the mess.
Time.
What time is it? Barbie said, looking up at the clock. I was supposed to meet the king at noon to learn about the Mar-El. I'm late! She stood up from the bed, frantically searching for her shoes, and raced towards the door. Bye! I'll see you later, and we'll talk about what our first date should be. You're always late! Sally called out loudly as Barbie left. It's a good thing the king relaxed that no running in the hallways rule, or Barbie would never be out of trouble, she added, looking at Popcorn. Meow. I know. Finish your treats, and I'll use the hoverboard to open the window and let you into the meeting. We can't have Barbie meeting the king without your aid. Meow. Popcorn flew up to the bed and licked her cheek. I'm glad you approve of me dating Barbie, Popcorn, Sally said, standing up. Now, let's get you into that meeting. Fic ends.